Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Kentuckiana Grassroots Radio. I'm going to play a clip here. I don't have good audio on it, so I'll just comment after it plays. All right, so let me go ahead and describe the scene for you. This was a fictional superhero movie called The Watchmen. It's adult, and forgive me for the bad language with it. But essentially, what you have there is you have these superheroes in this futuristic situation where things have just rotted and corrupted. And so the protest started degenerating and getting violent. And so one of the superheroes, instead of just doing the normal thing of like saying, stay calm, blah, 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 essentially what ended up happening was one of the superheroes just went off and started beating up and killing protesters. And so, the other superhero's kind of like, what's going on, you know? And he's like, this is kind of the way it is until, you know, there's another bill passed and, you know, you get martial law and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he's like, whatever happened to the American dream? And he said, the American dream came true. Now, let me just, you know, let's kind of be logical here. There's not one real American dream. There are many American dreams. And some come true and some don't. In fact, probably most don't. The reason that most don't is because society and government and culture cannot solve all of our problems. Sorry to say, but that's just the way it is. And also, there's an issue regarding human nature. And human nature, as it's laid out in scriptural, and most religious groups that are likened into scripture will come pretty close to this. Depending on the different levels, I think that Christianity will have it at a darker level than most of the other groups. But yet, those who are in a category, we'll call them creationists, who believe that the earth was created miraculously by God, who believe this is God's world and God's in control, they will have a much darker view of what human nature is like. Now, let me go ahead and bring that out in the book of Romans, chapter 3. It says, as it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable, and there is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher with their tongues. They have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. Now, when we talk about freedom and we talk about liberty, a lot of this show has been dedicated and devoted to the concept of liberty and Americans having liberty. But the liberty movement, I believe, is starting to take a turn for the worse. And we have to understand what liberty is and how we acquire it before we move on to the next level of how to get it. Now, the fictional, scene that I had produced is not something that is void of reality. There is a secular strand of American history, starting at deism of the Founding Fathers, and there is a puritanical, biblical stream as well. And while there are other things, the influx of Roman Catholicism and various forms of paganism, honestly, everything will go into one of these two rivers, because either A, human nature is good, or B, human nature is bad. Now, on my other show, Bible Smack Radio, I did a series of debates throwing out my new cosmology theory against an evolutionist, and this guy specifically, he was a deist, not quite like the Founding Fathers, more kind of like deism meets the New Age. But he was a deist, and he believed in a naturalistic science alongside, some New Age ideas, alongside some deistic, atheistic ideas and stuff like that. So, anyhow, he would point that the ultimate issue was not as much as what you thought about the science. He said the ultimate issue, debate after debate, was whether or not man was intrinsically good. He described himself as anti-religious, and he believed that most of the world's problems were from religion. He would be open to spirituality, but he was against religion, and it all stemmed from this idea, we're all basically good. How could you put rules down on us? And that is the divide. Now, the idea of libertarianism is very closely related to a lot of the ideas of the Founding Fathers. But you have to understand that the Founding Fathers were not simply deists. And they were not simply Puritans. They were a pragmatic connection. Now, if any of you Dennis Prager fans are out there, you might remember his Trinity of the United States, meaning three in one concept, one nation under God. Let's see here. I think you find them on your penny. One nation under God. The now I gotta find my change. All right. Well, E Pluribus Unum. That was another one. And let me see if I can find change here. All right. Liberty, in God we trust, and E Pluribus Unum. Now, E Pluribus Unum from the many one. So in other words, they took some Enlightenment concepts, and then they took some biblical concepts, freedom of religion. But you have to understand something, that they had borrowed the Enlightenment concepts from the French and the French Revolution. Now, these Enlightenment principles of liberty, what do they lead to? Well, by themselves, they led to the French Revolution, which they would kill off all the royalty, they'd kill off all the prior institutions, and they would just leave the void. So basically, once they'd done that, they ended up just with a massive genocide. And after this genocide was done with, what did you have? You had a dictator named Napoleon. Okay? See, when you go with liberty nakedly, then you end up with anarchy. And if you go with anarchy, then you will end up with self-destruction, and then someone will have to take up. Okay? You will have to have law, and you'll have a massive amount of law and tyranny and control. What is one nation under God? So you have the pragmatism, you have liberty, but you have a nation under God. And so the people were underneath the power of biblical Christianity, which gave them law. And since the religion gave them law, they didn't need to make any more law. Okay? And if somebody could, you know, go on and not be religious and live in liberty, that was okay. But if not, then they had the Bible to fall back on. That's how America got successful. Because the people, and this is something John Adams said, he said, we were gambling this whole system on the idea that the people can govern themselves. You cannot have freedom. Cannot have freedom without responsibility. It is the Word of God that made people responsible. They could argue about, well, I don't like the Bible this way or that way or whatever, as long as they were able to maintain responsibility. But atheism and other forms of secularism have basically given in to Marxism. They could not keep the responsibility kicking out the Bible. And so instead of going back and saying maybe we ought to raise our kids traditionally with traditional marriage and other ancient values, instead the government will set up its own religion. At which point, liberty goes away. And today, what do we see? We see on the left a movement, just like the French Revolution, that is wanting to destroy authority. And they've put it in a racial sense called Black Lives Matter. And basically, this movement has pushed for anarchy. They don't stop at simple protest. They don't mind if what they say is not true. The majority of the things that set the whole movement off were faked. They're faked because the reporting of the journalist was lying. They say one thing, that Michael Brown goes off and he's just some innocent guy who gets gunned down by the cops. And then when they find out in the courtroom that no, the police officer did not just shoot him for the sake of shooting. When they found out that Michael Brown had a gun, when they found out that Michael Brown turned and pointed a gun and charged at him with a gun, that he defended his own life. And yet, even the President of the United States, with his Attorney General, and the Attorney General agrees with the court, yet the president pushes the lie, pushes the myth, pushes the narrative. Why? At the beginning of his terms, we talked about how there is Marxism involved with his philosophy. And what happens with this Marxism, this idea of creating a utopian society by destroying the one that you have? Basically, he was raising up a different army. And just like Hitler raised up an army of brown shirts, we thought this is another army. Okay, we thought it would be the green shirts. And in other ways it is. But this particular group has been a violent group. in the Liberty Movement, the new movement among the Republicans, there are people now who are starting to defend Black Lives Matter. Now, there are some intricacies here. Number one, we don't believe in police brutality. We don't believe in the government turning on us and destroying our way of life. Okay? But this younger generation, which has been walking away from Christian values for the sake of godless values, this method of turning towards godless values is destroying it from within. Because now you have libertarians helping communists. Think about that. Ultimate liberty, it's ultimate tyranny. And there have been several groups, several people, even, you know, the amount of lying that goes on with Black Lives Matter is off the scale. You have white liberals out there masquerading as African Americans in order to recruit them into a nearly insane mob. Okay, I mean, I just need to mention Sean King. Now, some might argue, well, there was some weird instances in his life, and that's why he's a little confused in his racial identity. I understand that there exist people who are confused as to their racial identity. But ultimately, the reason is because race is not a proper category. Okay? Race has been imbued with the communist evolutionary idea. Okay? And that is that we are physically different, almost different species. I'm a black, and I think as a black, and I have a black brain. And I'm a white, and I have a white brain. And I couldn't relate to that because of the black, you know. And then all of a sudden you have this guy who says, oh, well, I must have a black brain because I figured out that I like black people. And ultimately, you go back to the biblical worldview, there are different ethnicities. Okay, there's different cultures. But there's not a biblical thing of race. You don't divide up color in people just as you don't divide up height of people. Height is a huge physical difference, and there are cultures that are divided according to height. But we do not divide people according to height. Why? Well, because it doesn't matter as to what a person is. It's just a trait that they have. You could be big or you could be small, and you could be short or you could be tall. And yes, you can have dark skin or you can have light skin. I have known light-skinned people and even white people who have more of a inner-city, urban, black community persona than certain black people who have more of a cultured white, either educated white or agricultural farm white, and it's just a natural part of their persona. What matters is culture, but what doesn't matter are physical attributes. And so basically, here you have these people confused about this, and yet they are paying into the system saying, we need to riot. Why do we need to riot? Because they hate America. They hate the American idea. And so they are treasonous and enemies, and when they do not stop, eventually it does go down into violence. And Black Lives Matter has already pushed for violence. And then you see a football player saying, oh, I'm just going to sit on the bench while they have the anthem, and then I'm going to tell everybody. Because, you know, honestly, you know, it's like, okay, whatever, lazy bum. But, you know, I'm going to make a big deal out of this because I hate America. Why? Because Black Lives Matter, he hates America, he's communist. He gets up in front of people, okay, and he's got this shirt with the Cuban dictator. Okay, by the way, you can tell I don't have a script or anything. I just talk. But Hugo, no, was it Chavez? No, but everybody's been using Che Guevara, so that's why I'm getting kind of mixed up here. He's a very famous dictator of Cuba. You know, I got a little brain fart there, but anyhow, basically he's getting up there in front of the press with a T-shirt with a communist dictator on it. He's a communist, okay? And what is it they want? They want to destroy America, and that's what they're doing. And here are the libertarians, who says to be about freedom, going, yay, that sounds like freedom. And this was what the Communist Revolution did. They acted like they were people for freedom. How could they be people for freedom when they won't let you worship whatever God you want? When they won't let you work whatever job you want? When they won't let you escape the country? All obviously a quote-unquote communist plot. Now, the libertarians, when we look back, you had the Ron Paul movement. And the Ron Paul movement associated itself, Ron Paul ran for libertarian candidate back in the 80s, but then another movement sprang up called the Constitution Party. Constitution Party was more culturally conservative, and they believed in the right to life. The libertarians, which are, basically, we'll call them the communist tadpoles, because tadpoles look like they're fish, and then one day they change completely, right? The libertarians, really proved themselves to be communist tadpoles, okay? They're just waiting to become communists one day if they don't have this central understanding, because they believe that it is right for somebody to kill a baby in the womb. And don't get me wrong, there are Christian libertarians, and they'd say, I am pro-life. Yes. But that's why you belong more with that movement of the Constitution Party and constitutional thinking. Okay? The libertarian principles collapse upon themselves. Okay? I can do whatever I want is ultimately going to A, be like, I want to destroy this government, which leads to communism, or B, I hate all government, which leads to anarchy. You have to have a philosophical structure underneath that. They'd say, well, let's do drugs for recreational use. Now, several liberty groups have pushed a little bit and nudged a little bit. And in areas where I think that's okay, fine, all right. Industrial hemp is not drug use, okay? The decriminalizing, in other words, when it comes to a lighter drug like marijuana, why do we have to give them the third degree and charge them as felons? I don't think we have to go that hard on it, all right? Medical marijuana. I can see where people would think this way. Ultimately, though, it is a gateway to just doing recreational drugs, and it's proven to be that. So I say no. And by the way, if a state wanted to do that, okay, if they've ruled that way, well, then they ruled that way. But this goes back to the human nature issue. They're telling me that if we legalize marijuana, then people won't do it so much, and there won't be so much crime. And why is that? because the law, and then you have this reverse psychology thing that automatically happens. So we have to just allow people to do pot. Now, what is human nature? They are believing something which is in Orthodox traditional Christianity is a heresy. And a lot of Christians are going with libertarianism and they don't realize they're committing a heresy. That is what's called Pelagianism. That means that humans do not have a sinful nature, that they'll do fine on their own. They don't need any government. This is not true. Okay? This is not part of human nature. Human nature has that selfish gene, and they eventually want and want and want for themselves until they lose their responsibility. And that's what we see. You're going to tell me about, oh, yeah, we legalized pot and everything's great. Okay. What about heroin? Now, don't tell me, all right, I'm going to do Occam's razor here categorically. Doing heroin, doing cocaine, all right, that's not healthy, and it's not going to sane. And since you're not going to be sane, there are going to be criminal things that happen. And this is what we see with pot addicts. Well, not as much of pot addicts, but we do see it, by the way. Okay, there have been people gone crazy. There are people in Colorado that have killed themselves while high on pot. But while you can argue about the pot, you can't really argue about heroin, okay? And not only that, but you can't argue this whole thing that there's no such thing as gateway drugs. Because why do we have a heroin epidemic? Because of painkillers and pot. Once they got used to it, they knew this would be a better high. Their flesh has been fed. They have an addiction, and they go with it. So once you get people addicted to drugs, then what happens after that? They lose responsibility. And what are all these liberty kids going to do if they're addicted to drugs? What they're going to do is they're going to come to the government and they say, oh, I need help. Oh, I need some government program to help me out. Especially once they get away from God. And this is where things are going. This is where you're pulling out tadpoles. Okay, you think you got a fish, and what you got is a frog. All right, we're pulling out these tadpoles. They're going to turn into communists and flip because they do not have a proper cultural, ethical understanding that helped make this nation run. They have to understand that, and here's a big one, the Bible's fact. The Bible is factual, and that there is a creator, there is a God, there is an Adam and Eve, and there is a sinful nature. And the funny thing is that rationally, you know, people who are used to a naturalistic way of thinking are going to say, that doesn't make any sense. Problem is, reality is 100% on our side. Humans do have an immoral nature. They have a nature to do selfish things. And the way to overcome that is by the law that is personal, the law that is owned in the family and owned in the congregation, not the government. The government is a system of force. It is not voluntary. It is not free. It is only if people come around to the truth. If they come around the truth, they can operate in the truth, and then spiritually things will change. And I know that we're not ready for that deep of a conversation anymore as far as spiritual change. but I'll say it's true. But the fact is that we cannot have autonomy without spiritual moral code, and the moral and spiritual code that has pragmatically worked in every generation has been biblical, Christian, or you could say Judeo-Christian values. You go over to Europe. What are they doing in Europe? They come out with two different laws recently. In Italy, they say it is legally okay now for public masturbation. You can get naked, fondle yourself, and ejaculate in front of anybody at any time, including children. Because that's what you're going to be doing if you're on the city streets or out in the park and doing that stuff. And they're going to claim that that's not, you know, all sexual law is gone now thanks to the gay legislation. And so child molestation is a thing of the past. Every creep and pervert can get to your kids. We've seen it already thanks to Obama. There was a pervert out here in Lexington, Kentucky, just a couple weeks ago, wandering around, this guy wandering around the girls' restroom, trying to sneak around and get what he can. Why? Because we destroyed sexual identity based off the evolutionary communist lie. And essentially, everything is falling down that train. We no longer have any consistency. But I'm going to tell you something. The founding fathers would not have been able to pull America off without any other ideology than Christian. Maybe even any other ideology than Protestant Christianity. Just a fact. We certainly didn't get everything worked out in Iraq, did we? All right. Why is it that we can't nation build? Because we're not throwing out that other component. You just want to have a raw democracy? It won't last long and a tyranny will take over. Because democracy depends on the people. The people have to depend on God. There's no other way for it to work. Meanwhile, over in France, you have Islamic women wearing swimsuits that cover everything they got. They call it I think it's just a nickname, the burkini. All right. Now, culturally, okay, that's a little weird looking. And maybe you could argue about, like, you know, you got to make sure if they wear a mask that they're able to not gag on it. Besides that, they're trying to say that they want all these people on nude beaches and that the real enemy is the woman who's covering her body. Not my culture. I wouldn't be arguing, hey, you know, my family or my friends at church, your women ought to be wearing this thing. No, that's not the way we see things. But here you are in secular society. There's no such thing as liberty. Okay? So the Islam gets to be showed that the Western ways destroy your liberty, even though we talk about it all. They want to push immorality. So you're going to tell me that it's okay for Muslims who have no allegiance to Europe to come in, and when these guys who have no respect for women to begin with, see a bunch of naked women, they're not going to go and rape them as they are and as the European police are openly trying not to let the media know. And then they're going to say, how dare you women be modest? We need for things to be open. We need for all these guys to be masturbating in front of them. No. That is insanity, and that's where the left wants to go. They look up to Europe. There is no such thing as freedom under raw secular society. It does not work. Okay? If you really want to be a real libertarian person, you need to have Judeo-Christian values. It doesn't work otherwise. We got Gary Johnson running for Liberty, or the Libertarian Party. Now, let me tell you this. I've endorsed Trump, and, you know, I don't have a problem with Gary Johnson running. I don't have a problem if he was able to get on stage, all right? And, you know, I mean, I don't see this all a two-party only thing, okay? But I don't endorse this guy, and I don't think that he represents liberty in any real way. He's sitting there telling people, hey, you know, if there's a service, you're forced to do it. We need to force those Christians to make gay wedding cake. But they say, oh, he came back and he changed his mind. Well, okay, they can say, I'll make the cake, but I'm not going to do the sprinkles. Okay, look, that's not liberty. You can work or not work if you want. That's freedom. That's economic freedom. If somebody doesn't want to work, they don't have to work. Okay, otherwise, it's called slavery. Then he wants to push environmental legislation, which denies the Fourth Amendment, denies property rights. He says abortion is okay, which denies the whole Constitution. You know why? Because there's no way that a baby who's about to be aborted has any right to liberty, any right to the pursuit of happiness, any right of speech, any right of property. They're denied all the rights from the beginning. But those rights were, according to the Constitution, to us and our posterity. Posterity is future generations. Future generations from what point? 1776. All the babies that were aborted in America. I mean, you might argue about some sort of aborted anchor baby, but that wouldn't even make sense. How would you come to the country to kill my baby? No, you kill your baby anywhere you want. So basically, he has all the rights. Okay? Any American that was aborted in America had rights. We took them away. So it is not a libertarian position. But secular libertarianism, it's okay. Why? Because they don't understand what a human is. I argued this a couple of years ago. Jeff Young, guy who's run under a Democrat and Green Party candidate, you know, he believed that we're descended from Iraq. Well, Iraq doesn't have rights. So then you can start that stuff. But if you understand the context of the Founding Fathers, in which they were all basically creationists, okay, they did not adhere to the theory of evolution. There were versions of evolution around, and they rejected them thoroughly. And I'm going to write a report on this because I've got a couple quotes already where Founding Fathers rejected ideas. Even one of them rejected the idea of man for monkeys. But, yes, they all believed in creationism. You could argue they weren't Orthodox Christians. You could argue that some were going to go to hell. You could argue that some of them didn't like Christianity personally. But at the end of the day, they held their beliefs consistent with a creator God that gave them freedom. And if you do not hold to that, it is pointless. It all falls apart. And as I'm looking at the modern liberty movement, I see where I believe if you look at Donald Trump's platform, there's a lot more liberty in Donald Trump's platform. But because of issues that they disagree with him on, they said, oh, yeah, we're going to go third party. Meanwhile, this is the first time where the liberty movement could take over the Republican Party because Donald Trump doesn't have a big movement. And then the neoconservative movement is right now with a big broken hole in it. That's why they're fighting Trump. The liberty movement could take over the party right now. But instead, they go back into the self-destructive mentality. Okay? You have to, you know, it's not just a complaint soapbox. Do you really want to make a difference? All right, I'll catch you all later on Kentucky on the Grassroots Radio.